One of Ohio State University's most decorated researchers is facing some tough questions about the quality of his work. A New York Times article this week says Dr. Carlo Croce has been fending off a tide of allegations claiming data falsification and other scientific misconduct in his cancer research. Joining us now is one of the reporters who wrote the piece, James Glanz. Thanks for your time, sir.
Pleasure.
First of all, we did reach out to Carlo Croce. He said he's in Italy for the remainder of the week and could chat when he gets back. Until then, he referred us to a statement from a Columbus law firm. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, James Glanz, this is a very big question, but what are the basic allegations against Dr. Croce?
Well, the allegations are that in the lab he oversees and on papers on which he's a co-author, there are call them fabricated figures. They're duplications of data from unrelated experiments used to prove a point, you know, in another experiment. I think that's probably at the center of things. And then there are some other ethics charges, including plagiarism misappropriation of grant money and things like that. But it's really the data manipulation that's at the center of the allegations.
Certainly a lot of very damning allegations for a researcher. Croce has never been penalized by Ohio State. OSU President Michael Drake was asked about this very issue on our air Thursday morning. He said after the Times raised questions about OSU's response to the allegations, they contacted several people with what Drake called national reputations to look into the allegations. Here's what he said.
And all the things that they found showed that we had done that we had followed, our policies were appropriate and we'd followed them appropriately. So that's the part that we really focused on. I think that turned out to be like we expected it would.
So there's OSU President Michael Drake standing behind the response to the allegations against Dr. Croce. What's your reaction to hearing Michael Drake say that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, I think what he's saying is he feels that Ohio State's handling of each of the cases that came up, in which we reported in the article, was proper.
But they did not discipline Dr. Croce, correct? So that would imply that he did not do anything that rose to the level of discipline.
Yeah, well, a second theme of the piece is that you have a situation where institutions like Ohio State face a lot of conflict of interest issues when they're investigating their own researchers, partly because their prestige is tied up in the prestige of the researcher, and also because the research is receiving a lot of grant money.
OSU also says they have invested much more in Dr. Croce's research than he has helped earn for the university.
Right. We were not able to verify that, but that is what they told us. That's all I know about that.
The statement from the law firm representing Dr. Croce reads, quote, "It is true that errors sometimes occur in the preparation of figures for publication. Any mistakes with figures were, quote, honest errors." The Times article seems to imply that these allegations are worse than that. That's why they wrote the article, right? Does Dr. Croce have a point? Could these be explained by just normal academic mistakes?
Well, again, I'm citing my sources here, Steve.
Sure.
Way it usually goes is that when these experts, forensic experts we consulted, look at an individual allegation, they're able to determine that an image has been manipulated, a scientific image has been manipulated. And we, to our satisfaction, contacted a lot of these experts, are satisfied that, in fact, that occurred in many images and papers co-authored by Dr. Croce. Now, the next level is intent, right? Did they mean to do it? And in any particular case, again, when you see something that looks like it's been photoshopped in and so on, you can't determine intent just by looking at the image, right? So what we found, though, was people who looked at many of these cases, and these are our sources again, believed that it was very unlikely that this couldn't have been sort of a pattern. In other words, it was part of a pattern.
And we certainly will have Dr. Croce on our program when he is available. James Glanz co-authored a piece in the New York Times that raises questions about the quality of research by Carlo Croce, a well-known cancer researcher at Ohio State. James Glanz, thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks, too.